First, I'm going to talk about ADS, black holes. Then I'm going to do some thermal CFT. And here I'm going to calculate some free energy for the thermal field theory. Then I'm going to do some hydrodynamics. So if I start here, let me put this here. So let's start with ADS black holes, which are actually brains. Because as we're going to see, they have an infinite, the horizon have an infinite extent, so they're not actually point like spherical black holes like we see in Schwarzschild or Kerr. And so let's write the metric. There's a better piece of chalk here. Okay, so this is like usual L square versus L square minus F D D square plus F minus 1 D Z square plus D X square. So here I'm going to write, let's say we're in D plus 1, so it's a minus 1. So it's ADS metric in ADS D plus 1. So here's X in D minus 1 dimension. Here we get similar to what we got in Schwarzschild, except factor F is a bit different. 1 over minus Z over ZH to the D here. So this is the same metric Alex wrote a few lectures ago. And when we were doing the same thing with Alex, we rotated it twice so that we get the F here to be not in the time position, in the time coordinates. So we had a confinement solution, but here the F is in the time coordinates. So we get what we call a black brain or a black hole, depending how you call it. But the thing is, when we are talking about horizons, at F equals 0, we have an infinite volume in D minus 1 dimensions here. And let me mention a couple of things here. This solution here has a cosmological constant, which is lambda equals minus d d minus 1 over 2L square, because we're in ADS, asymptotically ADS, and we're going to need it later. So this is asymptotic to ADS towards z equals 0, and it's just different when you go toward z equals zh, the place of the horizon. And so as Alex did mostly, we can check the metric near horizon to get the black hole's parameters. And what we get, as usual, I'm not going to do it completely, but we get 0 equals L square over Z square F dZ square. This is basically this factor here. I'm calling it 0. And then we can solve it here. And what we get is rho square equals 4L square over dZH ZH minus Z. So this is the rho square coordinate. So this is also 2L square over kappa ZH square ZH minus Z, where here I define kappa here. That's going to be the surface gravity. And this is 2 over ZH. This is also 1/2 F prime of ZH. Is there a better piece of chalk? Okay, so here this is our surface gravity. And now we can rewrite the metric here. So we get ds square equals, well, let me put something like this because we're near the horizon. And this is going to be minus kappa square rho square d square plus rho square plus l square versus h square dx square. Okay, so what do we see here is that if we recrotate, then by the same argument we had in the past few lectures, then this is going to be our temperature. Or inverse temperature. And if never really worked. Okay. So, well, so let's recrotate t equals I tau recrotation. This is a tau, probably. And well, what we get is because it looks like polar coordinates, we get kappa tau must be equivalent to kappa tau plus 2 pi, which give a temperature equals kappa over 2 pi, which is d over 4 pi zh. So if this is just a temperature, we got it, we're happy. And another parameter we might need is the area of the horizon. Well, as I said, it's going to be infinite, but we don't really care about the infinite factor. So we know how to calculate an area. So we integrate at the horizon fixed time, like this. D minus 1 x root of g. This is the induced metric. So this is going to be Euclidean, so no minus here. We're happy. And so this is just the induced metric, we know what it is. It's around here. We just take dx squared, l squared over z squared, and we pick the determinant, and we take the square root that gives it. And well, we still have this integral.